It's about volatility with the GCMS and benzyl alcohol. You see, estradiols, they're not quite volatile. I mean, if you leave them on your table, the pure hormone, it will not just evaporate after a week. So, of the benzyl alcohol, on the other hand, it will evaporate rapidly. And the GCMS, it works by septus, it works to separate the compounds. The GC part, it works back to separate the compounds, but mostly by their boiling temperature. So if you have something with massive differences in the boiling point and pressure of the vapor pressure, then it's going to be rather difficult to detect both in a single analysis. So that's why the GCMS, unless it is specifically set up in such a way to detect benzyl alcohol, the usual screening, it can cover a huge range of substances, but you're simply not getting something both very volatile and something that's barely volatile at all in a single analysis. Without it being exceedingly long and difficult. But the boiling temperature, the boiling point, and the vapor pressure, it doesn't really matter with the HPLC because there the compounds are separated on the basis of their polarity in the most common cases. So, if you want me to check for the benzyl alcohol in an oil preparation, I can take a look at the HPLC where the benzyl alcohol is very nicely visible because the benzyl group means that it has a solvent at 258 nanometers. It's actually pretty famous in the UV spectroscopy world for having five finger, I think it's called formation there.